Hearing God's Call, an audio introduction to the Catholic faith. This is the 23rd of a 30-session program produced by the Catholic Inquiry Centre, an agency of the Australian Catholic Bishops' Conference. The title of this session is Sacramentality and Sacraments. Sacramentality. Catholics believe the fullness of God to be present in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. The second person of the Blessed Trinity was born of the Virgin Mary as a human being in the person of Jesus Christ. This means that God Himself, in and through Jesus, is seen, touched, smelled, tasted, and heard in the midst of human living. This is what the Church means by the principle of sacramentality. In a certain sense, anything can act sacramentally, as the whole of creation is a reflection of God. The principle of sacramentality affirms that as we explore the human condition and the natural environment, we are in fact discovering more and more about the presence of God. God can also be recognized to be present in our service to others and in our interaction with other people and ideas. Signs and symbols. Generally, when we think of a sign, we think of words or images that give us a direction, an instruction, or announce something. A sign is designed to only have one meaning. For example, a stop sign gives a clear, unambiguous direction, and a for sale sign announces to the viewer that the object can be bought. Symbols can be defined as an image of a real or imaginary object that evokes a feeling or is evoked by a feeling. Symbols also allow for multiple messages to be present at the same time. Unlike signs, the messages communicated by symbols have the capacity to mean different things to different people and to engage our feelings as well as our minds. Symbols and symbolic action are important in our understanding of the sacraments. Rituals. Rituals are symbolic actions that help us express our beliefs or values. Some examples of simple rituals include a handshake, the sign of the cross, and the laying on of hands. It seems that the practice of performing rituals is part of who we are as humans, and evidence of ritual practice has been found reaching back to prehistoric times. Sacraments. Sacraments are God's gift to the Church. They both symbolize God acting in the lives of people, and they bring about what they symbolize. One way to think about how symbolic action has a real impact is to think of an embrace between husband and wife, or between close friends. To those looking on, the embrace is a symbol of the closeness of the relationship between the people. For the people themselves, the embrace actually brings them closer together as, through it, they feel more strongly bonded to each other. Sacraments are a little like that. The Catholic Church celebrates seven sacraments. They fit into three categories: sacraments of initiation, baptism, Eucharist, and confirmation. Sacraments of healing, reconciliation, and anointing of the sick. Sacraments in the service of communion, marriage, and holy orders. All the sacraments involve people making use of material things, acting in symbolic ways. God's grace works in the body, mind, and spirit of a person as they participate in sacramental action. Sacraments have a real effect on the life of those who accept them as gifts from God. In and through sacraments, people are invited to reflect upon the meaning and significance of their relationship with God, with others, and with all creation. Take baptism, for example. When a person is baptized, those observing the symbolic action of either the person's immersion in water or of water being poured over the person's head are prompted to think of a wide range of associations that water brings to mind. Examples include water that cleanses, rain that refreshes dry land, the sea, lakes and rivers teeming with life, floods that destroy, and our fear of drowning. For the person who is baptized, the experience of symbolic drowning and cleansing has an impact on their interior life of feelings and values. Through God's grace bestowed in the sacrament of baptism, a Christian's life takes on a new meaning, and their relationship with God and the Christian community becomes deeper and richer. Sacraments are gifts from God that invite a response in faith. Through sacramental symbolic action, people express themselves to God. Sacraments nurture our faith by helping us stay connected to both the origins of our religion and to our faith community. Sacraments act as signs along the road in our constant searching for the fullness of God. Through the seven sacraments, Catholics are reminded that, as a member of a church community, that they not only receive grace, but they also have the responsibility to be grace-filled people for others. We now set aside some time for personal reflection. You might want to press the pause button and spend some time either writing or drawing your response to each of the three questions. Question number one. What are some of the symbols that you can identify around you, and what do they mean to you? Question number two. What rituals are important in your life? And question three. As you bring this session to prayer, think about the things that you see, hear, touch, taste, or smell that communicate something of the presence of God to you. A film available on DVD that might help to explore sacraments and sacramentality is Babette's Feast. Made in 1987, this film was directed by Gabriel Axel and stars Stefan Ordran. Babette's Feast is one of the best food movies ever. In 19th century Denmark, a group of righteous Christians are treated to a magnificent meal prepared by their French cook Babette, who used to manage a Paris restaurant. The film shows the preparation of the feast in mouth-watering detail. We realize that the food is both real and symbolic. It represents Babette's total love and devotion, paid for through her lottery win, giving it to others. It is also symbolic food for the guests, who tend to be cautious about enjoying themselves because of their rigid beliefs. But the feast transforms them, enables them to forgive old grudges and be reconciled. It is sacramental. We conclude this session with a brief reflection by Father Ron Rollheiser, OMI. To believe in the resurrection is to believe that there is not a grave of any kind that can hold you. To believe in the resurrection is to believe that nothing is impossible for God, and thus impossible for you either, even today, even right here and now.